Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Man.
I'm not a violent person. I don't like kicking ass, but I will take your name and sock you right in the puss.
9.
Hey, have you ever seen pictures of me and some other white people in matching pajamas? Please understand, I've been kidnapped by a cult.
Paige.
I was recently corrected to not say condiment. They're called fixins here. And then you're fixin' to go somewhere.
And Fatboy.
My favorite thing is to watch anything with Danny McBride and Thousand Pound Sisters.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
And then... Yeah. P1 Raging Brainer says Nicholas Copernicus was put into prison, Adam Matthew, for having the crazy idea that there's a vast universe outside the Earth. Hey, that's a good example.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of the brilliant minds in the history have been very eccentric.
Yeah, Copernicus was a smart guy. A lot of quotes.
Yeah, but look at Socrates. He gets just, he's wonderful. Oh.
Well, a little bit of wine with Socrates.
Well, Socrates was in Bill and Ted's. That separates him.
Yeah. That's just, I don't know. I mean, I ain't voting for him, don't get me wrong, but just, he's nuts, he's crazy, blah, blah, blah. Here's why I could never be president. You want to know why?
Yeah, I want to know why.
I don't know if it was on air or off air talking about me laughing at, not laughing at real tragedy, but just laughing at examples. Or accidents. Traffic, no. But, like, someone falling down, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny.
It can be very
reaction.
Funny.
Like, when I was a kid, Poe Mill days, my grandpa was, the engineer, not an engineer, but maintenance as hell, whatever you call that. And he worked on everything. And he would get offended if any of the son-in-laws would do stuff themselves or at least not ask him to participate. So we had some limbs in the backyard needed cut off. My grandpa was up on this ladder that he made himself out of you already know the story. He welded this ladder together. And, my daddy's down there, supervising, telling him to do it. I remember sitting on the ground Indian style, Native American style, looking up this, people in
couldn't do that now.
I hardly can. People in Crestview Apartments probably looked, look at old fat kid over there doing the namaste. But I was just sitting there just looking up, and all of a sudden my grandpa cut the branch off that the ladder was on.
Yeah.
And he...
Goodness.
I swear he was 20 feet in the air. I'm sitting on the ground as 8-year-old Matthew looking up, and he goes falling in the
not
ground.
Not helping.
And I'm just like.
I see you sitting there shaking. I imagine a little fat kid laugh.
Shoulder. I turn away. You can still see the shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Glasses. You're laughing your ass off. And you know you were.
He broke his back in 7 places. Bedridden for almost a year.
Goodness. Just, bless
and
him.
I didn't know all that. I thought he just fell out of a tree.
So you thought it was funny.
Thought it was funny.
Now, I've always been pretty good at being able to tell if this is a funny fall down or if somebody's seriously injured.
I can tell that now, generally.
Well, you had to learn the hard way.
Yeah, there was one thing that comes to mind.
What?
We're at a business one day, hanging out, watching a movie maybe, I don't know. And there was a guy coming in and...
I wasn't there, but I remember this story so well.
It looked like he slipped, but he did fall. And, we were laughing. But come to find out, that's how the guy walks. He had some kind of special kind of walk to him. But
yeah.
He busted his ass.
Well, I'm known for putting my foot in my mouth.
Oh, I mean, boy. Laughed well into the movie.
Well, I'm just inundated now with millions of times that that's happened.
Yeah.
From thinking women were pregnant to...
Oh, Lord, the best of thinking some, women are pregnant.
Oh, boy. I remember that.
Look, if you're a woman, you know you got to all the time walk around with that one hand on the top of your belly. Mm. That signifies it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do that just when I'm gassy.
Oh. Oh, no.
Boo-boo there, babies.
We are taking pictures with people. Just trying to make conversation. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight. What do you do? I'm not.
Did you ever witness any of my big falls? I don't remember any of my big falls.
I wasn't
falls
at the houseboat fall.
Yeah, you weren't at the houseboat, and you were inside the building when I fell on the ice at the radio station and first hurt my back.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And at first, I couldn't. I was gasping in horror, and then it was nervous laughter when you got up and you were okay.
Yeah, Paige and the former web-nazy saw that.
Oh, she laughed at you, didn't she?
Well, she might have just been hacking from smoking.
That's why she was out. I was like, what is she doing out there?
I mean, at first, you just didn't move for a minute, and I thought, oh, my gosh, well, it's okay.
I landed on my hip, 450 pounds of me.
Oh, you didn't break it?
No.
Oh.
The ice, yeah, the hip was fine.
It was awful.
The back.
The parking lot, it was total.
Yeah, I had to redo the parking lot over at McAllister Square that day.
You went flying. No.
There was the person that I'd worked with for many years but never had – I thought about it, and this is where – I'm okay. Every time I'd ever walk by them, they were always seated at their desk. And then the one time that I happened to be walking behind them in the hallway, I said, uh-oh, hurt your leg? And
uh-oh.
He was like, what was it? He was born with one shorter than the other?
Yeah, he had one leg shorter than the other.
And always had this limp that I never knew. And I felt just this small. I felt like such a...
You.
I mean, what do you do when you see it? I saw somebody 2 weeks ago come to work and fall. No ice. Nope.
Here?
I would have laughed at that one just because I don't like that person.
It wasn't wet. I'm like, you just can't walk.
Add me to the list of everyone who also doesn't like that person.
I know you're at least 40 and you know how to walk.
Fatboy, you don't like that person.
Not after that.
Even Paige don't like that person.
Uh-oh.
My sister still hates... She's up in Boston, so she won't hear this, but she still hates the She went with me and my friends to Shoney's before school my senior year. We would go there on Fridays, you know. No, let's go to lunch or breakfast. And she was inside the booth, and she didn't realize how long the booth was, so she kept sliding, and she slid literally off the booth into the floor. And, you know, she gets embarrassed about that. All right, so here it is. First of all, did you know that the oldest bridge in the state of South Carolina is in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, by address. It's more further up toward North Greenville, other side of it, but it's listed as Poinsett Bridge.
No.
Okay.
Not Campbell's Cover. That ain't that old.
No, that was Poinsett a lot of
Bridge. Poinsett older. Bridge was made in, or built, rather, in 1820. And
did you see a ghost fall down?
If I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me that, no. If I had a dollar for every cigarette butt I saw there, then I'd be a millionaire.
Ew.
It's a state parkish or whatever, and it is not taken care of the way the other ones are.
No. Is this the one near the camp? I don't know if I can still say the name of. Boy Scout camp right up the road?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
This is near the Hermitage, whatever it's called.
Okay.
Hermitage is down towards...
That's toward Charleston.
It's down towards, Beach Myrtle area.
But anyway, it's incredible. I mean, the fact that now one thing that I had to keep reminding myself is it's not
always.
It was not the first bridge that was built. It's the oldest one. It's still standing.
Yes. Is it a functional bridge? Where
I walked over, if that counts. I mean, I'm not being a dickhead, but like over.
Is that functional?
It used to, you know, horse and buggies went over.
Okay.
Just incredible craftsmanship. I mean, let me show this picture, this one picture here, if I can find it. Okay. You know, incredible craftsmanship. And that's one thing that befuddled me. Okay, look at this. Look at the...
Yeah, that's maintained for sure.
But not just the bridge itself, but the archway underneath for the water to go under.
Yeah.
And I can keep looking at that wearing shorts. Turn that away.
But look, I mean, it,
what's so it look like?
I someone asked me they on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever. I was like,
that's pretty. Send me that picture.
Go screenshot it off my damn Instagram. I will. What are you gonna do with it? Gonna claim it?
You just Google points that bridge and find one.
You gonna claim it? I was there.
No, but I mean, if you can find a bunch of good pictures of it, if you just Google.
Well, if you saw me laying down trying to take that, I'd look like a biggest dip sucker ever. God bless.
Oh man, I saw a video of some nature, 6-7 seconds of it. I believe I liked it.
Yeah, but look. Like, why would you build a bridge that intricate? Like, why? Why would you go that route with it? I don't know. It just, but yeah. Anyway.
So, I would have half-assed it.
You would have.
We went. It was.
You had a quarter-assed it.
Me and Caitlin, we went hiking around that area. Real pretty trails and stuff. A lot of several bikers there.
Ghost bikers?
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't see through them.
They were ghost bikers.
I thought the Poinsett Bridge with the ghost stories was the other Poinsett
Bridge. I think it's that one with the archway.
I thought there was only one.
I think it's that one.
Oh, well.
It's the old one. That's the old one.
Yeah, and that, the ghost. I didn't know about that. I knew the Poinsett Bridge, but I also thought Poinsett Bridge and Crybaby Bridge were the same bridge.
Oh, they're different bridges.
You can't drive across this one.
Yeah, only one point to the bridge. There's a Crybaby Bridge in every county.
And I apologize to the two bikers that we walked up on. Clearly, you were getting ready to roll you one and smoke it, or you may have already started because you quickly both lit up cigarettes.
Oh, that happened.
I know that's the move.
Yeah.
Quickly started, and then there was no more path for us to walk down, and they just kind of huff and puff and just walked away.
Ain't nothing going on here.
But as we're getting ready to leave, see, they got gravel road going up there to give you traction and stuff. And as we're getting ready to leave, we were in her car, and there were two ghost car. Two of the bikers were parked in front of us, and this guy—it wasn't a Goldwing, but it was a big motorcycle,
okay,
wide and heavy. And he's going up a gravel road. So apparently, before we got there to her car to leave, he had been trying to go, and he couldn't get traction on the thing because he's going up a hill. So two of the other bikers had their hands on the back of his seat, holding the seat for him, like getting ready to, give him some stability so he could not just grind, So as he got going and almost, I guess he hit the gas too much going up the hill, and he started going up a hill. And as soon as they moved away, he laid that thing down. And when I say he laid it down, he went up and then it started going sideways and he fell on the ground and then the bike fell on top of him.
Oh.
Now his two dudes were there quickly to come get it off of him. I'm sitting there. I'm laughing my balls off. I am dying laughing. Now, once I realized, I'm being honest with you. Maybe I'm a jerk. Maybe I'm immature. That's what Caitlin said. I just sat there.
Laugh.
Well, I'm going for my phone and she takes my hand and is like, don't you video this.
Come on.
And I'm like, why? And she's like, there's two other bikers behind us. You imagine if they see you videoing this, but while one of their boys is falling, and the guy was real heavy. And every fat guy I've ever known was great on motorcycles, but went on gravel.
Yeah, gravel is not your friend.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 to play.
1-800-774-0093. Already got some. Anonymous, always. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yeah, good morning.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little stressed out, so I'm calling.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you're calling. Okay. Well, let us help you breathe in, breathe out.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Do you have any sage?
Yeah. I'm trying, guys. Okay. I don't have any of that special stuff. I just
No, we're not talking about smoking.
No, I was just talking about sage in your house.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
So I got this. It's a little bit of a situation. See, well, the thing is, the reason I'm calling anonymous because my wife would kill me if she found out I was calling. But
oh my God, you're scared for your life.
The thing is, so my wife's got this Amazon wish list, and I found out it's public, And even worse than that, I found out some of her guys at her work are buying the stuff on her list. And I mean, here's the thing. My wife, we've been married 6 years. She is a smoke show. I mean, I really outkicked my coverage, guys. And it's, I mean, we walk into a room, I'm invisible.
Let me ask you something. First of all, the smoke show, I like that new reference. It's better than just hot. Or the other thing is, oh, man, look at her. She's dripping. That's not a good thing. Not a good thing.
Is she melting? Does she have an issue?
Yeah, I don't know what the thing is, but let me tell you, I don't know how ugly you are, sir. But we gotta quit saying this. Yeah. Well, you said you outkicked your coverage.
Yeah.
People have told me that before. I don't like it.
You want to be the hot one?
No, I just like don't. You're just saying, hey, your girl's hot, but you're ugly.
Yeah.
And that's bull stuff.
Okay, you onside kicked her. You just snuck up and took her.
No,
I own a mirror.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, I mean, I'm married to her, so I can't be doing that bad.
No, but congratulate Smoke Show. That's good. I like it.
Where did Smoke Show come from? I first saw it on Twitter from like sports people.
That's where I got it.
Too. I would say hip hop.
Okay.
I would imagine. Yeah. So you outkicked your coverage. She's way good looking. But she has an Amazon wish list. I have one, but I have it because if, like, at Christmas time or whatever, family says, what do you want? I just send that to them because it's easier. I don't have to sit there and just think of various things I don't need.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you were, like, a hot woman, you'd have it posted in your Twitter bio and weirdos would buy you stuff off of it.
Well, yeah, but, okay, so weirdos. But who's buying this stuff for her? The guys that
want to... These guys that work with her. I mean... They ain't bad guys. It's not like, I mean, I've met them before. I don't go hang out at her work functions. I got my own work people to deal with. You know how that goes. They're normal people. They're nice. She likes her job. She does her thing. It's great. But, I mean, things are getting a little weird around here.
Okay.
Usually it was just start off. Last few weeks, start getting these Amazon packages. And, I mean, it was normal stuff. It was kind of household electronics, the knickknacks she likes to decorate the house with. And that's all well and good. And it's fine. I mean, I said, hey, why are you buying all this stuff on Amazon? She said, I ain't buying anything on Amazon. So what do you mean we're getting all these Amazon packages? So I find out she's got an Amazon wish list, and it's public. And these guys from work are buying all these things, and it's fine. I mean, it ain't fine, but what am I going to say? And then, all of a sudden, some lingerie underwear shows up, and I'm not too happy about it, and she thinks it's a joke. She thinks, oh, it's fine. There's even a card on there. It says, hope you enjoy this, something like that. I ain't comfortable with that.
You shouldn't be.
You should.
I mean, shoe on the other foot, she wouldn't like it if girl sent you some lingerie boxers. I don't know what you call them.
Some underwear boxers.
Yeah, or the ones that have like an elephant trunk.
Yeah.
The girls,
I don't know nothing about them.
Oh, the ones that have like the sling for the boys to go in?
Oh, yeah.
I have the giraffe neck ones at home.
Yeah. Somebody text in. This is a good question on the old CVM text line.
The oxtail.
72341. What's the most expensive thing somebody has bought for her?
All right. Good question. Anything you think of that's got a lot of value?
Yeah, I mean, she got this, and I wasn't too upset about this. They sent her a flat screen TV. I mean, it's a smaller one. It ain't like huge or anything, but it's a TV, and that don't bother me as much as the lingerie, of course. I mean,
yeah. Is she throwing out any vibes? Like, is she flirting? Is she like, because how, I know you
no,
said
I
that
mean,
it,
she's,
go ahead.
She's sweet as pie. I mean, she's friendly to everybody, but I've been to a couple of these work functions. These guys they're all awkward around her. They're going out of their way to talk to her, say hello. They got nothing to say.
Are they hotter than you?
They're all fat nerds.
I mean.
Would they be kicking out of their coverage as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Who's a celebrity your wife resembles? Just help us paint the picture. Being on radio, it's hard to say, you know, like
Hillary's.
No, Anybody would like a Miranda Lambert?
Big forehead.
I mean, the one that she gets all a lot. I mean, she's a stunning actress, a British woman. Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, God dang.
Yeah, that's easy to believe because she was married to Seth Rogen in that one movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Neighbors.
Nah, that was.
That wasn't her. No.
Yeah, it was.
Matt.
Who is that? She's Australian.
Rose Byrne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We work with a guy who don't watch movies. Yeah. He watches Judge Judy.
She was in that movie with Adam Sandler, with the remote control, where he fast forwards.
Oh
through,
yeah. Oh, that's a sad
movie. All the time and
yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I know who you're talking about now. God.
Click.
Man. Yeah.
Spanglish.
Oh wow. Yeah. So are you asking us, should I be mad about this?
No, I know I should be mad. What I'm saying is she's not mad. She don't think it's a big deal. So how am I supposed to confront her about this and get her to take that list down and tell her this is a problem when she thinks it's just funny. She thinks there's no harm in it, and it's, these guys are just buying my wife gifts.
They're expecting something in return.
Okay.
They're expecting something in return, or at least they think they're working their way toward that. Now, on her, was it her Twitter? You said that she has the link out or whatever. Does she put photos of the two of you out there? You know what I'm saying? Like, would people look at her Twitter and be able to tell that she was married? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean,
does she hide?
She doesn't act like it's not like a modelly account or anything. I mean, we got pictures of us up there.
Okay.
She puts stuff of her own stuff more than me. I mean, I'm not on there very much, but I'm on there.
You know what's worse is the guy that bought her the underwear or lingerie or whatever is going to picture her wearing it every day because he doesn't know for sure she's got it on, but in his mind she does.
And she's wearing it for him, not you.
Yeah, backwards, too.
Making things worse.
Inside out the next day.
Paige.
And generally, when someone gives you a gift that's expensive or any kind of gift and they keep giving you something, they want something from you. And they're going to get their feelings hurt if you reject them.
Well.
And so that's a dangerous
road. You tell me Reggie Bush had an Oedipus complex?
That's a dangerous road to go on with people that you work with to accept gifts from them and then not reciprocate.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I think that's a great approach.
Yeah. In her mind, I don't know. Look, I know nothing about the situation other than what you're saying, but I feel like you said something a moment ago, like the flat screen TV or something, and she was. It was almost like she's making fun of these guys, right? Like, it's her power. Yeah. Like, ha-ha, these fools think that I'm going to sleep with them, but turns out I love you, you ugly husband. And I'm just kidding. And we've been together. I'm just kidding. We've been together for 6 years, and I am playing them like they are fools.
Yeah.
That is an awful person.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I'd do it, though.
Yeah, I mean, and look, either it's something like that, which you don't want to think about your wife doing that, just like taking advantage of people like that.
Or she
at least knows that they do this because they, you know, they want something, because they're not just doing it out of the kind of, I mean, they're dudes.
No,
yeah.
They're not.
They're men.
She's not turning down the gifts. Right. I want to buy her a
beer. Yeah. No, and the thing is, she doesn't make fun of these guys. She's very, like, acting like it's no big deal. Like, kind of acting stupid about it, but I know she ain't stupid. I mean, she's a really smart woman. But she acts innocent, like what? It's not a big deal. It's just fun.
That's so sweet of him to do.
And the thing is, I mean, I got a hard time bringing this up to her because all the time already I'm coming off like the jealous husband anyway.
Yeah.
So I come at her with this, and then and I'm ruining her good time.
Yeah.
Rob
on area. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and also, is she like, does she have her Amazon wish list and her email signature at work or something?
That's just bizarre.
Yeah,
it's on her Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that stuff works, but
the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
I can't. I will paraphrase this. She's being nosy. She should let mom or dad handle this if it's a real issue and quit trying to be mom and dad's, you know.
She's their proxy. I'm the agent for mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is she trying to just get, because she keeps saying, you know, kind of like I do, oh, the golden child, mm-hmm. you know, the golden child, the way I do about my sister. I'm joking when I say it.
Are you?
A little bit.
100%?
But you know, they'll get brownie points for their mom and dad and all this stuff. So let's bring her back. You know what? I'll tell her exactly what I just said. Hey, you there?
Hi.
I was just saying how brave you are for doing this today.
Oh, thanks.
For standing on the front line for your parents. But our listeners, though, they're all saying, why doesn't she just butt out, quit being so nosy with it if it's that big? What if mom has developed some kind of kinship with the cat? And now she don't want to give it up.
I mean, I talked to my mom about it yesterday.
Okay.
So, like, unless something really changed in the last day that I'm not aware of, I don't think so.
And certainly mom and even dad are not aware that you're going to do this call today. They'll hear about it.
Oh, no.
They'll know in a little bit.
They'll hear about it very, very shortly. Okay.
I'm sure.
Intercom Legal makes me say this. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I am totally okay. Sure.
You provided the phone. Nine's taking the phone from Fat Boy every time he tries to dial.
No, he's putting equipment on my equipment. I keep throwing it back at him.
Ooh, that's gross. Oh. He's a married man, for God's sake. Okay, so we're going to dial the number. We won't say a word until once you, again, let the cat out of the bag and let everything out. And if she cusses a bunch, we'll only be able to allow like two before we have to like take it off the air. You know what I'm saying? So if she's a...
Yeah.
What are y'all throwing pencils at each other now?
There's a screw.
God bless.
Look at him. You better get your boy.
I feel like I'm a chaperone right now.
Sorry.
We have serious business.
This is serious. Okay. All right, here we go. Fat Boy's dialing up the number. When she answers, she won't know she's on the radio. Just talk to her as though you normally would. All right?
You got it.
All right, here we go. Truth and consequences on the rise, guys. You will think... Oh, goodness. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, this is Hannah. Hey! I'm so surprised. I didn't think you'd be up. Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm supposed to hear something about a job this morning, so I'm kind of excited. Oh, that's really good. Good luck. That's great. I know you're, you know, probably busy, but do you have a couple minutes to chat by chance?
Yeah, I guess so, but I'll have to call you back later if I get a call about the job.
Totally. Okay, I want to talk to you about marbles.
What about marbles? Is he okay? Please tell me he's okay. He's such a sweet baby. I just hope he isn't missing her.
Dude, something like that. Fine, okay? Mom and Dad didn't want the cat, and they still don't want the cat, and now they're kind of stuck with one right now.
Well, nobody said anything to me. They tell me if they didn't want him, and they haven't said a single word about it.
Well, I hear it every time I talk to them. So, like, he's scratching up mom's legs every night. And, like, they always tell me that he's, like, trying to beat up Boomer. And, like, I don't know. It's just not fair. It's not fair to them. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, why don't they talk to me? I mean, I'm a grown-up, too, but they always talk to you and act like I'm some stupid little kid. That's what, oh, God. Not fair. And you're my sister, but you try to be mom and dad all... I can't stand you. I got them as a present. I got marbles as a present.
Okay, but you can't just, like, get people cats or even any pet if they don't want it, you know? And I'm pretty sure you got that cat for yourself, but you didn't want to keep it, and so you pawned it off on mom and dad. Because that's just, like, how you are, you know?
No, that isn't even true. You're just making stuff up in your head, and you'll go convince mom and dad it's true like you always do. Why don't you just mind your own business instead of trying to get mom and dad to hate me? I'm not trying to make you the bad guy, Hannah. I'm your sister. I'm trying to make Dad and Mom not hate you, okay? Like, I mean, it's just like, okay, they don't hate you, but they spoiled you, and they know it, and they feel bad, and now it's like you can't even have a conversation about anything. Oh, now I'm spoiled? No, maybe you hate me. Nothing I do is ever good enough for anybody. Stop, okay? I don't hate you. You just, like, you have to grow up, and you have to just talk to me about this. No, I'm not letting you gaslight me and make me feel guilty about something nice that I did for my parents. They're my parents, too.
Gaslight. That is nice. No. Good morning. Good morning, Hannah. Hannah? Hannah, you there?
Me?
Hannah, this is your conscience talking to you. No, it's not. This is the Rise Guys. We're on the radio right now. 93.3 The Planet. Good morning. We're on the radio. Every bit of this has been on the radio since you answered the phone and thought you were getting a job interview call.
Yeah. Good luck with that later.
Good luck with that, seriously. Emily, everything she just said to you is everything she said to us. That she thinks you got the cat for yourself. It didn't work out. Something about a deposit where you live, maybe, and then you just pawned off the cat on your parents.
Okay, no.
Please don't cuss.
What the hell is this, M? No. What the hell is this, M? You had to go find a bunch of strangers to help you gang up on me and make me look bad on the radio? No. That's not what's happening. The thing is that I just didn't want it to go down like this between you and me, and so I needed some help, okay? I needed some help.
You're wrong. And now everybody hates me, and they'll probably think I'm crazy because I know you told them I am.
Mm-mm.
But look, all I said is that you tend to overreact, and that if you think someone is calling you up for doing something wrong, you get upset. Like, it makes sense.
I do not. You're my sister, Emily. I mean, look, they're calling me about a job, so I have to go, and just keep talking about me behind my back.
Everybody believe that.
Okay, I know that you're just hanging up because you're upset. And
she legit hung up. Yeah. She legit hung up.
Yeah, she's gone.
Ain't nobody calling her about a job yet.
Not at 7:40
Not 4:08
Not
4:08
No.
Probably never going to talk to you again.
True.
Yeah, she's just...
Boy, you know what's really, really, really interesting is that the both of you are fighting for the love of your parents.
What'd they do wrong?
Like, I mean, was it we've laid it all out already. Was it a healthy childhood growing up?
Yeah,
did you not feel the love then?
Seems that the parents have y'all competing against each other for their attention.
I mean, I thought it was pretty good until, you know, we hit like our teenage years, and then it was kind of, you know, it really just turned into like the Hannah show. I mean, honestly, that's all I could say is I just felt like I was completely out of, you know, out of my parents' sort of spotlight, and it was all her.
Are you having a after I chewed my sister out smoke right now? I feel like I just heard a nice exhale. I couldn't tell if it had nicotine in it or not.
No, I'm a little stressed right now. I'm going to be honest with you.
But secretly, you wish she doesn't get the job just as punishment, right? You hope she doesn't get the job.
I would.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just like replaying that conversation in my head. Sorry.
No. If here's what I would do. If that was legit, the call from the employment company or the job, whatever she was looking for, as soon as that's over, she's gonna call your mama. I would call your mom. I'd beat her to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I would drive over there with some Hardee's biscuits for her right now, for mom and dad.
But so you're just going to deepen the divide and the competition between them.
Take some calamine lotion for her bloody legs.
Because if mom and dad are like that, y'all shouldn't compete. Y'all should, you know, band together.
I go kick her ass.
Who do you like more out of the two, your mom or dad?
I love both my parents.
That's why parents can't say which kid they love the more. Love the most. You can't do it. It's impossible. Unless you pull him to the side.
I mean, if we're going to be honest, my mom.
See? It's no. Well, I can honestly say my mom, too, because my dad's dead. That would be weird if I said I loved the dead dad more than I love the live mom, right? That'd be weird.
Yeah.
One last question. Who named the cat?
What's the marbles?
What was the dog's name? Crap. I forget what the marbles.
Who named Marvel?
Our wife's name is Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He has really, really big balls.
Okay.
Goodness.
Okay.
My goodness.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is he like big? Is he a big cat?
No, no, he's a kitten. But for a kitten, he has ginormous balls.
Marbles.
Oh, that's great. So if he had a tiny one, he might have been a Pebbles. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You got a cat with big balls.
So now when people say, oh, I lost my marbles, I'm going to think they had a vasectomy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Holy crap.
They just got neutered, plum neutered.
Yeah. Good to know.
I just enjoyed your cadence on that, ma'am, the way you said, he just has really big balls.
Maybe that's what happened to the dog. He's getting hit with them.
I know. Maybe the cat says, maybe the dog doesn't have his, and now he's jealous of Marble.
Maybe. Maybe. That cat will be hell on earth if you don't get rid of him.
That made it all worth it right there, Emily. Now, hurry and call your mama. And look, promise me one thing. If you don't, I'm going to tell everybody your phone number on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You have to promise us that in like a week or two, give us an update on what happened, like where the cat is in a couple weeks, what mom said, how dad pretended not to be at home when the two of you came over, something.
Yeah. Send us a picture of Marbles.
Yeah, I want to know if he grows into his body parts.
Right.
I will. I absolutely will.
Tiny tail, big balls. That's crazy. It's awesome. That's Marbles. All right. Emily, you sound sweet. You care about your mom and daddy. You definitely have an axe to grind with your sister. And who knows how this will end up. But you let us know, please.
Oh, I will. I totally will. I'll send you guys an email and, we can just keep the conversation going.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Good luck with that, and send our best to Marbles, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.